Order! Now, order! Just order, all of you.
Parliament began the week by resuming debate on the Electoral Finance Bill, but first, in question time, opposition leader John Key linked the Prime Minister's recent criticism of the media's coverage of the bill with the New Zealand Herald's editorial campaign opposing it.
Isn't it becoming a hallmark of this government that they just simply attack the motives of people and organisations that dare to disagree or challenge the government? Just like the government did when it didn't like what the Auditor-General had to say, just like it did when the Finance Minister tried to say that the only reason journalists reported on tax cuts were for their own benefit, just like they have now with the Herald when it's been running a fair and balanced campaign against the Electoral Finance Bill.
Order!
And don't we all know on this side of the house it's the beginning of the end when you start shooting the messenger because you can't win the argument?
Although Mr Key addressed his question to the Prime Minister, it was answered on her behalf by her deputy, Michael Cullen.
Madam Speaker, that obvious, robust defence of the Herald suggests the member might well be described as the Herald's page boy from now on.
Supplementary question.
And there was one of those from the Greens co-leader Jeanette Fitzsimons.
Has the Prime Minister noted that the Business Roundtable's John Boscawen paid $9,000 to get a Canadian call centre to make automated calls to 82,000 Aucklanders, urging them to join his rally against the Electoral Finance Bill? And is she concerned that this kind of activity could herald how election campaigns will be bought and sold in future?
Madam Speaker,
the Honourable Dr Michael Cullen.
Indeed, I've seen such reports suggesting that Mr Boscawen has spent considerable sums hiring outside agencies to conduct what's been described as a phone scam. The fact that Mr Boscawen's also paid for extraordinarily badly put together newspaper advertisements, which nobody got past the first 235 words of, is neither here nor there.
There was also a question for the Minister in charge of the bill, Justice Minister Annette King, from Mr Key's deputy, Bill English.
Will the government support National's amendment to put back the date of commencement of this bill to the 1st of April 2008 in order to give people the opportunity to understand how the law works?
The Honourable Annette King.
No, and I believe most people who will be working with the bill are faster learners than the member opposite.
Annette King went on to mount an impassioned defence of the bill when debate resumed after question time on its commencement date.
Madam Chair, seldom has so much cant been heard from a political party than that has dribbled out of both sides of National's mouth in the debate on this bill. We have heard nothing but mock outrage from speaker after speaker. They don't believe what they say, but they're saying it for political purposes, and that is a cynicism of this National Party. They have constantly misquoted the Human Rights Commission. Now, the Human Rights Commission, when the bill was introduced to the House and went to the Select Committee, made some very important points about the bill as it was introduced. During the committee stage, they worked closely with the committee in the Select Committee. They gave advice. They worked alongside the committee, and they ensured, along with the committee, that there were changes made to the original bill. And the bill, as reported back to this Parliament, and amendments made in my name, which have improved on even what the committee have done, have led to the Human Rights Commission saying they are largely happy with this bill, largely happy with this bill, and I will stake my reputation on that comment from the Human Rights Commission.
Justice Minister Annette King, while questions for ministers on other issues, included this one for the Minister of Tertiary Education, Pete Hodgson, from the Māori Party's Peter Sharples.
Is he satisfied that New Zealand universities are fulfilling their equity obligations on the tertiary education strategy? If so, what response does he have to the situation at Auckland University, which one newspaper today summarised as, and I quote, fears held for poor Māori and Pacific Islanders, end of quote?
The Honourable Pete Hodgson. The
member asks an important question. The answer is yes, and it's yes mainly because there will be more university places next year than this year, and more places still the following year. There is an increase in access to universities in this country.
Question time was followed by resumption of the committee stage of the Electoral Finance Bill. The third and final stage could be delayed till next Tuesday, though, with the rest of this week spent under urgency. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.